Greetings, people, and welcome to Chima Chat's Foot. It is a sad day. It is the day after the club known as Chelsea Football Club have won the Champions League or the European Cup, defeating a very, very lackluster Manchester City side full of Pep Guardiola's usual needless tinkering. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Big up everybody around the world. This is Chima from Chima Chat's Foot with another short. It's a short because my team, our beloved club, was not in the Champions League final. And quite frankly, I'm getting used to us playing in the Champions League in the quarters and the semis and the finals. And it feels weird without us now, which is a good thing. But to the game in general, it was a bit of a cagey start. But it opened up around 30, 40 minutes, and both teams were really going at it, hammer and tongs. Well, I'll say one team. It was Chelsea's game from the off. I mean, Chelsea showed up with they were first to the loose balls. And I know these are all football cliches, but they were first to the loose balls. They were pressing City. And City's decision to not play with Fernandinho or Rodri, two excellent holding midfielders that have started the vast majority of all their games, both of them started on the bench. And there was also no recognized number nine from Pep Guardiola, who is famous for what some people would describe as needless tinkering in finals. A lot of people would say he's done it again. They were just toothless. I mean, Kevin De Bruyne gets a concussion slash cracked orbital bone, so he's out of the game. But Thiago Silva was also forced off early. So, you know, there's no real excuse for City to be that toothless. I mean, they didn't look like scoring almost at any point in the entire game. Edouard Mendy had so little to do. He just had so little to do. And the simple fact that 1-0 was all it took to beat this Manchester City side, it's an indictment on Pep Guardiola, in my opinion. It's like, well, wait a minute. Rivalry aside, right? And I can't rivalry aside because I'm a Liverpool fan. I'm biased. But you spent £1 billion. You're supposed to win the Carabao Cup. You know, like those domestic trophies, it was special when Leicester won it. That's when the FA Cup is special. That's when the magic of the FA Cup is well and alive. But let's be honest here. Pep Guardiola loses in the Champions League again. That's 10 years with no Champions League. That's no Champions Leagues without Messi. And in my opinion, serious questions have to be asked. If you could purchase any player on the planet at any time, any given year, and granted, you know, financial fair play, whatever that is, but there's no limits. There's no limits to, I mean, they spent $50 million on fullbacks in successive windows. There's no limit to what City can spend. Only the shell and very, very, BS regulations that UEFA tries to implement, for lack of a better term. That's it. But you still came and you got done by a manager who just got there 7-8 months ago. So I thought that overall City was just extremely disappointing. And it's like, explain to me why Rodri, one of the best holding midfielders in the league, and Fernandinho, also one of the best holding midfielders in the league, doesn't start a final. Maybe you don't start two of them. I understand that. But you're going to tell me you're not going to start a single recognized holding midfielder. No wonder you couldn't get any control over the game. No wonder you couldn't get your foot on the ball. But it's like, this is quickly becoming the narrative that Pep Guardiola is known for. Needless tinkering in big games. That's kind of his MO. And it's like, well, look. Winning the league, it's amazing. You know, I don't want to take that away, but let's be honest. The European Cup, the Champions League, that's why Pep Guardiola was brought in. He wasn't brought in to win the Carabao Cup. He just wasn't. He was brought in to beat Bayern. He was brought in to beat Madrid. He was brought in to beat Barcelona on the European stage. What he has seen, I don't know, a certain club to the south, not to the south of Manchester, but I'm trying to reference Liverpool in a cool way, and it's not coming off. But you get what I'm saying. He's seen Jurgen Klopp defeat PSG and then go to Bayern and defeat Bayern, you know, and then defeat Lionel Messi at home with basically an unassailable deficit. Pep Guardiola wants that recognition. He desperately wants to be thought of in that class. This was your chance. This was your chance to make yourself a legend. And a lot of people will agree he already is a legend, and he's done a lot of amazing things, so I don't want to take away from that. But there's a reason that as great as Arsene Wenger was, I mean, Arsene Wenger revolutionized the Premier League. He revolutionized English football completely. You know, the Invincibles will never be forgotten. I remember the JVC top and the O2 top. And I remember when Arsenal left Highbury for the Emirates. I remember all those things. But the truth of the matter is, Arsene Wenger has no European trophy of any sort. Sir Alex Ferguson, who widely seen as the greatest manager ever, he only won the Champions League twice in 20 some odd years. It's a difficult trophy to attain, no doubt. But hey, Pep Guardiola, you spent £1 billion getting the finest, so-called finest players from all over the world. I really need you to tell me why you have zero shots on target. And maybe he had one or two, but besides a couple of half chances, City didn't look dangerous at all. There's no recognized number nine. What about Ferran Torres? Pep, you have more players than anyone. You have a bigger team than anyone. And somehow, City lose again. So, shout out to Chelsea. I think that if we're going to flip over to Chelsea, I think that too much has been made of, oh, plucky Chelsea. They spent £200 million, man. Timo Werner was £50 million. Kai Havertz was £65 million. Just those two players alone. So, you know, and they've been signing players throughout their quote-unquote ban and everything. So, in my opinion, they absolutely should be in this contention and in contention for things like this. And it also shows Frank Lampard. If you had this same team and you were getting whipped domestically, you know what I mean? You were losing to mid-table teams in the Premier League team, in the Premier League. So how, and they say he's lined up for the Crystal Palace job. How good is Frank Lampard really? You know, you had this same team who were literally the champions of Europe, and you were languishing. It's amazing to think about what would have happened to this Chelsea team if Frank Lampard is still there. Because it's not their different players. You know, it's the same players who won this, the same players who were awful. You know, and I'm not a Chelsea fan by any means. They're actually one of the clubs in London I despise the most. But you have to look at somebody like Cesar Azpilicueta. You have to look at somebody like Antonio Rudiger. You know, his redemption story is, it's like none other. Christian Pulisic, shot to Hershey, Pennsylvania. You know, and look at him. First American to ever play in a Champions League final. He should have scored. But it's just a huge occasion all around. Chelsea win their second European Cup. And the truth is, now they can talk with the big dogs. Do you know who this really kills? It really kills Arsenal. Because their whole thing was, you know, we're the biggest team in London. And the Chelsea fans, even though they don't have many creative chants at the terraces, they just chant Chelsea, Chelsea, Chelsea about 10 times. You know what I mean? But they also have a chant that says, you know, we're the only team in London with the European Cup. And it's true. Spurs are 1 million miles away. Arsenal are a mid-table club under a very, very average manager. So it's really looking like London is going to be blue for the foreseeable future. This is just a huge talking point now with the City side and Pep. And what do you do now? I mean, it's almost like it's almost like people forgot City won the league just 2 days ago, or what feels like 2 days ago. They just won the league, and I believe with the FA Cup too. Not the FA Cup, the League Cup as well. But who cares? It's not relevant. The problem with City is there's no passion. There's no real City fans. So there's no real passion for the club. So when you're not winning, it's almost like, well, what do you, you know, what do we got here? And it's tough. It's tough. It's tough to see where they go from here. Maybe another £300 million outlay on the best players in the world to ease the pain here. But what a win for Thomas Tuchel. I didn't think he had this in him. I thought that at both at Dortmund and PSG, he was a bit out of his depth, maybe just kind of lacked ideas and lacked the ability to control big personalities. But I mean, here he is with, the European Cup. You even saw Roman Abramovich. He made it off of his yacht to come down there, and it just scenes everywhere. A very, very well-deserved win from Chelsea. I mean, they took advantage of the situation. City didn't lay a glove on them. And now it's like you're looking at someone like Kevin De Bruyne. I don't know how many more chances, that he's going to get to do something like that. You look at Raheem Sterling, who no longer even plays for Chelsea anymore. Why? He hasn't played in weeks. He hasn't played well most of this season. Why are you starting him in the final, Pep? That's on you. So a lot of different questions to ask here. Once again, Chelsea have won their second Champions League title. I remember in 2012, one of my friends from Penn State, Chelsea fan, I bet him $20 that they wouldn't win it. Of course, they do win it, and it's just like deja vu all over again. So just wanted to give a quick wrap up on the Champions League. Shout out to Manchester United for also losing their European final as well. It's a Manchester thing. But this is Chima from Chima Chat's Foot with a quick Champions League wrap up. We'll be coming up with an extended version of this shortly. Want to thank everybody for listening. Take care. See you in a bit. Come on, Liverpool.